This is Weekend Breakfast.
On Tuesday, the race that will stop the nation, the Melbourne Cup, is going down. And I want to make some moolah, but I am terrible at betting, Tanya. Are you a gambler? Do you bet?
No, I'm a sit-downer, watch something else, but go Melbourne Cup. You know?
Okay, see, I don't gamble, as in I don't have a sporting app on my phone, but if I'm at the pub, I'll get into Keno.
Keno's a good time.
Keno's fun, isn't it? Yeah, heads or tails or evens. I just play that one or pick number 19, my favourite. I like a bit of that. I'll dabble if I'm at a horse racing event, like I'm going to be at the Melbourne Cup, and that's where we're going right now. I have $20 burning in my pocket that I reckon a random Australian could win us more money than the 20 by placing a random bet, because at the end of the day, the favourite never wins.
It never wins.
No.
And nothing ever comes off how you think it would be, so you may as well just sort of close your eyes and just point at something and pick that.
So let's punch in a random number. We'll both come up with a number on. We'll have to beep a few numbers just to keep them anonymous. But let's punch in a random number and get them to pick our Melbourne Cup horse that I'll put $20 on on Tuesday at the race. So 04.
4. 1.
3. There's the number. Now, obviously, Australia, we beeped out a few numbers, so you don't know who this person is. Let's punch it in. We guarantee
you. Well, we don't
you
know who this person
is. No. They might hate us and not want to do it. Yeah. You go, Tan.
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
This is Chris.
G'day,
hey, Chris.
Chris.
My name is Tanya Hennessy. This is Angus O'Loughlin. We're calling from the Hit Network, a radio station. We do Weekend Breakfast.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Very well. We're doing a random thing, Chris, where we're trying to get someone, a punter like yourself, a normal human being, to vote or to pick our Melbourne Cup horse.
Right. Well, it will be random if I do it, I assure you.
Okay, great. Yes. Well, that's exactly
what
we're looking
for. Well, we picked your phone number at random, Chris. We literally just put in a bunch of numbers and here you are. Where do you live?
Yeah.
Canberra.
Nice.
You used to live in Canberra.
You spent a bit of time there, Tanya. Yeah. All right. So, are you going to be placing a bet? Where are you going to be for the Melbourne Cup? Is it really the race that stops the nation? Does it stop you? Where will you be watching?
I'll be at work and I'll stop, you know, because I can stop work for half an hour. Do I actually care? No.
Okay. Well, the horse race hasn't actually been finalised until a little bit later on today, but we do have the top 10 favourites. Now, I'm not going to tell you what their odds are. I'm just going to say the names of them, and you pick the one you want. I'll go to the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. I'll place $20 on the nose, and fingers crossed you make us all rich.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Cross Counter. Montana. Magic Circle. Marmello. Yucatan, Avilius, Young Star, Rostropovich, Best Solution, or the Cliffs O'Mohurt.
Oh, man, who names these horses?
I don't know. Was there one that you liked in there that we're going to put $20 on for you?
I like Rostropovich.
Rostropovich! It's on. The odds of that are $17.
Russian, Chris?
Rostropovich.
It came straight out of your mouth.
All right, well, Chris, thank you so much for answering the phone this early on your weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
I got to ask some questions of Chris before he goes. Are you, like, what are you doing right now, Chris? Is this weird that we've just called you and you're so normal?
Yeah.
Oh, no, just, you know, standard practice, really.
Who are you?
Yeah, we have to tell you, Chris.
I love you.
No one would ever, this is such a once in a blue moon that someone is so nice. So normal with such a weird request and so into it.
Like
we couldn't
have
prayed for someone like
you. A radio station is calling you, and instead of being like, what's going on? You're like, yeah, sure, I'm in.
No worries.
It'll be like in 5 minutes from now, I'll be like, hang on.
Well,
that's so true.
Tanya, you know, is it 104.7 in Canberra?
Yes. You listen to 104.7?
That's right.
Great. Thank you for saying that, even though he didn't. That's, of course I do. You're on the radio right now.
You know I did 2 years there, so I bet you loved my show.
Yeah, do you remember the ads that you filmed in the big white studio at Watson in Canberra?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the cameraman.
I remember you!
That is crazy. There you go. The world is
Chris,
so small.
So you, like, actually know who I am?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God. The world is way too small. Chris,
that's
we're going to place.
I know who you are as well. What the hell? I remember filming that ad.
We're placing $20 on the nose on Rostropovich for you, mate. Have a great Melbourne Cup, and thanks for being just one of the best legends of all time.
Have a good one, everyone.
And just like that, an end of a radio show. But alas, we will be back on the air tomorrow from 7 o'clock. And this time next week, Rich, thanks for that bet.
How much do you reckon we could get if you won with a $20 bet?
The odds at the moment are $17. So I'm not smart enough to do that on the fly, but 17 times 20, we're looking at $340.
Oh, we can go to Sports
breakfast.
Girl and just live. Oh, yeah,
sports
or breakfast.
Girl. Yeah, okay, weird.
What? I just really looking for some new clothes.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Every day there seems to be a day. Do you know what I mean? It's like student day.
Oh,
I hate it. Eat an
apple
day.
Left-handed day.
Yeah, exactly right.
Do you have a moustache day?
Yeah, world blah blah day. We get it. But this week, a certain day did capture your attention, Tanya.
Yeah, World Vegan Day was on Thursday. Oh. And I know this sounds crazy, and Angus, you don't know this, but I'm a little bit psychic.
Okay.
I don't know how. I just have a gift. I've been blessed. That's why I've got the pinky rings on. I've got the beaded curtains going on. I've got the incense burning.
You've got the music going behind us. You've set a real mood.
I've got the crystals going on. I've blessed them. I've put them in the sun. Mercury has been in retrograde. I'm recharged. I'm
whatever
ready. I've got the salt lamp. I'm
I get
ready
it. You're
to
a psychic.
Go. Get out your dream catchers, everyone.
Okay.
We're doing this.
So what are we doing?
Yes. / psychically tell a vegan from just hearing them talk.
Oh, okay. So we are going to ask people 13 10 60. If you are a vegan, call. But also, if you're not a vegan.
If you're not a vegan.
We need a mix, and then you'll, out of like, let's say, 2, 3, 4 callers, however many we get, you're going to pick the vegan.
Of course.
Because.
For one word.
Oh, one word?
No, maybe. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. God, I wish this was recorded. What about?
Yeah.
One question, and I'll tell you if they're a vegan or not.
As long as the question is,
are you a vegan?
Yeah, or the question isn't, what are your thoughts on meat?
You like animals?
I hate it. She's a vegan.
Have you eaten a turtle? Okay.
This is funny because I actually backed this in. I'm interested to hear this experiment up next, and keep calling in 13 10 60. But because it's easy to tell a vegan visually, isn't it? I mean, they've always got like hessian on. Their hair's a little bit frizzy. Yeah, don't brush their teeth.
No, you definitely know a vegan when you see one because they will tell you very quickly into the conversation.
Yes.
And if you're ever going to have a meal with a vegan, I mean, I feel bad eating meat around a vegan.
Of course. Well, I should say I made a couple of jokes about the stereotypes of vegans, but I was vegetarian because of animal welfare for 2.5 years. So, and I'm pescatarian at the moment because I love animals.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your pet? What's that? You
I'm
just
pesco.
Eat fish?
Just seafood, yeah. Just a pesco. So I've made a joke about vegans. Please don't come at me. I love what you're doing. But let's go 13, 10, 60.
Oh, I love vegans too.
Of course.
That I can identify them through one question. I'm a vegan psychic.
We'll take your calls. Vegans are not up next on Weekend Breakfast with Tanya Hennessy and Angus O'Loughlin.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Sorry, could we just dim the lights and get the incense burning? Because psychic Tanya's in the house.
Okay.
Channeling my psychic energy, got my crystal on, charged, ready to go.
Right, so
moments
ago.
You don't have to program crystals, by the way?
No, you don't. They don't work.
Yeah,
they don't
you do.
Exist.
You have to BS, you have to program crystals and also you have to charge them.
People who put crystals in their water to alkaline them or whatever, if I was on a date with a girl and she did that, I wouldn't see her again.
Well, you're missing out on a great opportunity because people who are into crystals are very balanced, like myself.
Oh, God.
13, 10,
you're the
60.
Most unbalanced person I've ever seen in my entire life.
How dare you?
Oh, God.
Be so accurate. Now, look, here's the deal. 13 10 60, give us a call whether or not you are a vegan or not. And with one question, I will tell you whether or not you are vegan because I'm a gifted psychic. It's free because I'm still learning.
We have 3 calls on the line. Before you get to ask them one question, I want to put some rules to you, Tanya Hennessy. The rules are the questions cannot be based around food or animal products because you're going to get their voice. You can't go, you know, what are your thoughts on the, you know, it came out this week that Australian notes have pig fat in them. How do you feel about that? They go, I hate it all. You can't ask any questions.
No,
questions. And if you get 3 out of 3, I will become a believer. 2 out of 3, I'm still off the fact you're a psychic.
Okay, need a clean 1 sweat. Out of 3?
You're an absolute fool. Yeah. I mean, the stats are, I mean, it's a coin flip. It's a yes or a no. And if you're getting one out of three, you're just a bad gambler.
Okay. I'm going to cleanse myself of your energy with this salt lamp.
Angus. First call, Lauren in New South Wales. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your question, Tanya Hennessy.
Lauren.
Yes.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Renault Megane convertible.
Okay, she's done a rough for herself. Now, don't speak again, Lauren. Is Lauren a vegan or is she not psychic,
yes.
Tanya?
Yes, she's
are
vegan.
Are you, Lauren? Lauren, are you a vegan?
Yes, I am a vegan.
Ooh, can I ask
a
question?
I'm a vegan psychic.
Do you have leather seats in your Renault Megane?
Yes, I do.
Oh! Oh! You're a fake! You're a fake! You don't care! Sit on that cow. That cow was once, you know, had a life like you and a spirit. It knows feelings. Oh, you're a horrible person, Lauren.
How do you feel about that, Lauren, when people say that?
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
That's all right.
Oh, my God.
There you go. I insulted her. She deserves it.
No, she doesn't. Stephen, welcome Stephen to my
Victoria.
psychic area. I was going to call it a psychic laboratory, but that's incorrect.
All right. She's one of one so far.
And this is to celebrate World Vegan Day. On Thursday, did you do anything, Stephen?
No.
Okay. All right.
Another question.
It's Melbourne Cup Day. What are you doing on Melbourne Cup Day, Stephen?
Yeah. Thoughts on racehorse?
Your tricks aren't very subtle.
Okay, let me... All right.
I'm not a fan of entrapment, so no comment.
Okay.
Yep.
I think we've heard enough from Stephen's voice anyway.
We've got a vegan.
Yes.
Oh, two from two.
Stephen, enjoy your meat-free days.
I'll enjoy every day meat-free. Thank you.
Yeah. Well done. And meat-free Monday, that's a good idea, everyone. You have a family, should get around that. Kaylee in Victoria, for a clean sweep and for me to believe that Tanya Hennessy is really a psychic, from World Vegan Day on Thursday, she believes from a voice she can guess who a vegan is. For the clean sweep, Kaylee.
Yes.
What is your birthday?
The 17th of February. Aquarius.
Capricorn. Aquarius.
Well, you're not the bloody astrology psychic, are
shouldn't
you?
The psychic, yeah, no, astrology, good.
Kaylee, shut up.
Give it to me, Kaylee.
No, Kaylee, here's my question to you. Wait, what? Where, you're in Victoria?
In Victoria, in Melbourne, yeah.
In Melbourne. Do you go to the theatre often?
No, I never go to the theatre.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you very much for your voice, Kaylee, for the clean sweep and for me to believe you're a psychic. Tanya Hennessy, is she a vegan?
I don't think she is, but maybe...
Let's set the mood before you say anything.
Maybe she's had a phase, weirdly enough.
Kaylee,
you know,
we're setting
what?
A drone.
You're building right, this up. I've just recently gone vegetarian, but I eat and cook mostly vegan while I'm kind of transitioning. So you're right.
I don't know what just
happened.
What is she? Oh, okay. I'm going to put it down to you. She has vegan tendencies. That is a clean sweep. Three from three. There you go.
Thank you so much, Kaylee. Take an angel card on the way out. I am very psychic. Angus, I'm putting my two fingers up to you. I told you I was a psychic.
And they're not the thumbs up, everybody.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We were speaking about this earlier on the show just a moment ago, that I'm going to justify why it's okay to take a photo of yourself in the gym. Why I don't mind a gym selfie, a progress photo. Tanya, you're against them.
My brother and sister are both bodybuilders, so my feed is just all topless and bikini pictures, so I'm just a bit fatigued by it. That's my issue.
That's your issue. Now, Tanya, I'd like you to go on Instagram right now. I know you got your phone there. I want you to click on my Instagram story.
I'm trying to get the followers up, I see. What's your, I didn't give say the handle.
No, I'm not doing that. Angus underscore OL. So look at that photo. Now, what's the photo that you see?
Oh, on your story?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, you're looking in the mirror. You got your top pulled up. You're obviously at the gym, and it says, back to where we started, hashtag thirsty. Oh,
yeah.
It's the wankiest photo. You do look good, though. Bit of feedback.
Thank you, buddy. Now, I want to say that I think it's okay to post up a wankerish photo of yourself in the gym. And here's why. Because I got comments from that range from girls going, hey, and guys, like some of my best friends, this is a comment from a mate of mine, Jordan Schmidt, going, If you post stuff like this, I'm not sure we can be mates. And I replied to him, if you worked out as hard as I did to get the results, you'd post the photos as well.
Yes, actually, maybe you're going to convert me on this because I feel that. When you have a baby, people post their babies because they're like, look what I did. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You push that out of you.
You like, spent 9 months brewing that bad boy. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You deserve to show off the results.
Like, I wrote a book and my Instagram is just my book. And I'm like, I worked really hard at this.
You wrote that book.
Look at this stuff I did. Look at it. So I kind of maybe get where you're coming from.
So when I could be on the couch watching Ozark on Netflix, right, I decided to get my ass into the gym and work out. I'm a single guy. I need a girlfriend. I need people to see that I'm working hard to try and find one. Okay, I'm in every angle.
Are you doing any, like, poetry study? Are you working on any of your mind or just your body?
I'm doing abs.
So, no.
No.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I had a shower the other day. Rare occurrence, but I got in there.
Okay,
I recently bought...
You shouldn't preface it by like, hey, guys, guess what? Who's clean today? It's been 7 days. I had a shower. Hey, guess what, guys? Brushed my teeth. What a crazy thought.
No, I just hate personal hygiene. But I had a shower. I got new shower gel, so now I'm living for the shower.
I swear
to God, my boyfriend gave me it because he knew it'd get me clean. It's got glitter in it, so I'm like living my life in the shower now.
That's a very loaded present. That's like, you know, getting your husband or girlfriend a treadmill and going, here you go, babe, something you've always wanted.
Yeah, and what's weirder, it wasn't like an occasion. It was just like...
It's a Wednesday, baby. Some coconut shower gel, you stink.
Yeah, it was like Wednesday at 4 and I was like, heaven. Anyway, it worked and I'm in the shower more consistently. Okay. But you know what the most annoying thing is? When you're in the shower but you've set an alarm and it goes off when you're in the shower and it's in a different room.
Yes.
It is so annoying.
And it's early morning, so someone else might not be on the same 7 a.m. time schedule or 6 a.m. that you are, and you're dripping wet. So what do?
Right. So the shower for me is like there's a corridor and then my bedroom. So shower, corridor, bedroom. And I was like, ugh, and this was going off and it's so annoying.
Oh, yeah. That
and you can't enjoy your glittery shower gel. And I was like, no. And it's just annoying. So I was like, oh, I'll get out of the shower. So I did, and I just went completely wet, didn't grab a towel. I was like, no one's home. I'll just run into the room and turn it off. And as I did that, walked through the corridor, looked to my left, and my mother is there. And this is a great lesson for everyone. Don't ever give your mom a house key because mom just saw me completely naked.
Oh, and then did she have
an awkward
comment?
And then the alarm's ringing. Oh. I'm frozen. She's frozen. I'm so very nude and not waxed at all. And I'm like, she's never seen my adult boobs. I don't think they look like hers. Do they look like hers? Is she thinking about that? I don't know. So I run and turn the alarm off, run back to the shower, and she's like, sorry, darling, I got your ironing. And I was like, oh, that's good. You've done one good thing today. If you could put it in my bedroom, that'd be great.
This is Weekend Breakfast.